Denied Dr. Alvarez McCain's right to sue his claims, but rejected the U.S. government's attempt to eliminate the ability of human rights victims to gain claims in U.S. courts through the Alien Tort Claims Act. This means that the U.S. Supreme Court recognizes that non-U.S. citizens may sue their abusers in U.S. federal court under the Alien Tort Claims Act or the ACPA. Adopted in 1789, the Alien Tort Claims Act was one of the first laws of the new American Republic. It grants U.S. courts jurisdiction in any dispute in which it is alleged that the law of nations is broken, thereby allowing foreign victims of serious human rights abuse to sue the perpetrators in U.S. courts. In Sosa v. Alvarez McCain, the Supreme Court concluded that the arbitrary detention of a Mexican national by a DEA agent was not actionable under the Federal Tort Claims Act or under the Alien Tort Claims Act. However, the court also made clear that perpetrators of other offenses, widely accepted as violations of international law, could be held liable. The court's opinion allows victims to continue to sue for violations such as torture and genocide. It appears to apply both to government officials, such as police or army officers, and private actors, such as multinational corporations. According to If Life International, this decision effectively ends efforts by the Bush administration and the business lobby to eviscerate the law in federal court. Opponents of the law had argued that the ACPA did not provide a cause of action, and that therefore, the lower court's unanimous opinion from the landmark Clark case in 1980 that the ACPA allows victims to sue have been wrongly decided. The Supreme Court rejected the view, and in a holding offered by Justice Souter and joined by five other justices, ruling that the law was intended to have practical effect the moment it became law, and that common law would provide a cause of action. The case before the court, Sosa v. Alvarez McCain, involved a former Mexican policeman, Jose Francisco Sosa, who, on behalf of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency, kidnapped Dr. Humberto Alvarez McCain, a Mexican citizen whom the agency accused of helping to kill one of his agents. Sosa forcibly detained and brought Alvarez McCain from Mexico to California in 1990 to stand trial for the murder. In December 1992, a trial judge acquitted Alvarez McCain. The court found that the government's case was based on hunches and the wildest speculation. Alvarez McCain later sued his kidnapper in a California federal court and won. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld this decision, and Sosa appealed to the Supreme Court. The U.S. Department of Justice and State have filed a brief in support of Sosa, seeking to eliminate the use of the ACCA for survivors of human rights violations. In 1979, the Center for Constitutional Rights represented the father and sister of Juanita Zorrilla, a 17-year-old who had been tortured to death in Paraguay. The center broke new ground when it used the agency against Juanita's torturer, who was living in Brooklyn, New York at the time. In the Zorrilla case, the Second Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the agency allows victims to sue in U.S. courts for serious violations of international human rights law. This established the precedent that is now before the Supreme Court. For the purposes of civil liability, the torturer has become, as the pirate and slave trader before him, faces humanized Daenerys, an enemy of all mankind, said the Circuit Court, this landmark decision. Since then, the CCR has brought in one decision that could help the ACCA allow foreign victims to seek violations, such as disappearances, summary executions, genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity, and cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment. From Ethiopia's dead tail, Argentina's dirty war, victims of Radovan Karadzic, during the genocide in Bosnia, the CCR has brought claims under the ACCA for survivors and their relatives to obtain a measure of justice, a sense of meaning in their survival, and the satisfaction of knowing they have honored the memory of those who were killed or disappeared. Dolly Falardiga, the sister of Jolita, and the plaintiff in the landmark case, said of her victory, using the most brutal means, my brother's killers committed a terrible crime against me and my family. With the help of the American law, we were able to fight back and win. Truth overcame terror. Respect for human rights trumped torture. This was a beautiful moment for the U.S. judicial system, and I am happy that others will continue to have the opportunity to pursue justice in the U.S. As the center informs, organizations supporting the campaign to preserve the ACCA worked on a range of legal issues to persuade the court about the importance of the ACCA and compiled a list of articles and spokespersons on the ACCA. They include Amnesty Washington, USA, the Center for Constitutional Rights, the Center for Justice and Accountability, Earthrights International, Human Rights First, International Labor Rights Fund, and the International Law Firm, based at the University of California at Berkeley, Yale University, and the University of Virginia. This information has been provided by the Center for Constitutional Rights and Earthrights International. It's been produced by the Dennis Studios in the Philippines, July 12, 2015. You can listen to the news.